Thank you. até ver de perto. Quem de perto está vendo, vê melhor que revista vendo certo. Quem de certo não sendo nem pior. Mas o caso pior de tudo isso é quem nisto está visto e não se vê. Não se cala, não ouve, não se lê, que a cegueira da crença nela crê. De perto, quem de perto está vendo, vê melhor quem revista vendo certo, quem de certo não sendo nem pior. Mas o caso pior de tudo isso é quem nisto está visto e não se vê, não se cala, não ouve, não se lê, que a cegueira da crença leva a crer.
Thank you. Anfa Adamanda Watina Atume Aklena Masaya Yuko Jegatu Aklena Umay Aye Amba Awada Kadi Adamama Kera Kiri
Furudame Kamineli Atita Kanuyako Mulia Tamanyoye Sabalia Kukenyoye Awa Nidien Sosigi Manoro Nga Onye Jolena Tomasa Alala Ana Oma Konya Nidien Gerea Bina Foko Kuchiku Mimbe Wili Fien Barika
Ce message s'adresse à l'ensemble de la nation québécoise. Nous devons agir avec force pour freiner la pandémie. Seuls les services essentiels demeurent offerts. Les rassemblements sont interdits. Il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Respectons le confinement et le couvre-feu pour éviter d'être infecté par le virus de la COVID-19. Pour protéger les travailleurs de la santé, nos proches et nos aînés. Car l'important, c'est la santé. Pour plus d'informations, visitez québec.ca/confinement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
C'est entender, nem explicar tudo aquilo que vem de você.
We're here back at Latin Music Mondays. Well, guys, and unfortunately, it is time for a farewell, and we will see each other next week. We are going to continue forward in this format of marathon of music, because we know that this quarantine time with this coronavirus around is a bit hard, and well, you know, music is a healing. And once Bob Marley says, hit me but with the music. So right, this is DJ The Most High. See you next week, right? CKUT 90.3 Latin Music Mondays, right?
previously broadcast program.
Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's McGill Alumni Webcast. My name is Derek Kassoff, Managing Director of Communications at McGill's Office of University Advancement. Under normal times, students, medical residents, and those recently graduated from McGill's Faculty of Medicine are able to ease into their chosen professions during their first few years of practice. But the COVID-19 pandemic, which hit Montreal particularly hard this spring, changed those plans for many, pressing medical residents and newly minted nursing and occupational therapy graduates into service on our hospital's COVID wards, where they played a crucial role in helping the city's healthcare institutions handle the surge of coronavirus patients. Today, we'll hear from three women, one medical resident, and two recent graduates who will share with us what it was like to put their own health at risk in service of our community's most vulnerable, and find out how this experience may have shaped their perspective on their roles in delivering healthcare. And what a privilege it is for me to speak to these three remarkable and courageous young women. Let me quickly introduce them. Dr. Annick Béral-Giesson is a third-year resident in anesthesiology who spent a month working in the intensive care unit at the Jewish General Hospital during the height of the city's COVID-19 outbreak. She's also the president of the Association of Residents of McGill. Welcome.
Thanks.
We have Palmina Montanaro, who is a two-time McGill graduate with degrees in pharmacology and nursing. She works full-time at the Jewish General Hospital, most recently in the palliative care wing, but spent several weeks on the hospital's COVID ward. Welcome. And finally, Jacqueline Steele.